So welcome to San Diego Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, September 27th, 2022 at 11 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconference procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open this meeting and we'll do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy, present.
John Dortch.
Present.
Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we have a quorum. And so now we'll go to Pledge of Allegiance. And John Dortch, would you like to do that for us? And everyone else put their phone on mute.
My pleasure. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So now we're going to go into staff introductions. Mr. Brown.
President Stanford, I believe Mr. Brown is having difficulties logging in. So this is Jerry Vincent, corporate officer. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Thank you. I do remember that he logged off. That was on me. All right. Thank you so much. School staff.
Good morning. This is Lindsay Reese, area superintendent.
Hi, Lindsay.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to our authorizer, Warner Unified.
Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
All right. School Legal Counsel.
Good morning. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good morning. This is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
Hi, Michelle. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, welcome everyone, and thank you for coming to our meeting. So now we're on 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand second.
Mike Malloy has motioned. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been passed unanimously. So now we're on 1F, approve agenda for the September 27th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
John Dortch, move.
Barbara Willebrand second.
John Dortch has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public on the line who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anybody contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you. So now we're on three. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jerry Vincent.
Thank you, Jerry Vincent, corporate officer. Extending gratitude to Lindsay and Kevin and Martino, all of you for attending. And board, thank you for your efficient operation of this meeting.
All right. Any other board members who want to make a comment? All right. We're all happy just to be here. So now we are on. Okay. Anybody else? That's good. Closing items. Our next regular board meeting is October 26, 2022 at 2. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudia Beck second.
So it's been moved by Barbara Willebrand, seconded by Claudette Beck. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
And we are adjourned at 11:05.